You know that wooden chair with the armrest in the front parlour that used to be one of your great-great-granny Winifred's? Well, I used to sit in it. Now and then I'd sit in it and do knitting, or talk to some of the other women, or have a cup of tea by myself in it. Sometimes I'd just sit and think, and that was fine. I'd sit in that chair without complexity, without any sense of consciousness even, that there I was sitting in it. It was just a chair. Not notable to be registered as tormenting to the psyche. I'd lower myself in, then, when done, I'd hire myself out of it. All normal. Not now, daughter. Now, there's a searing mental pain any time I have doings with the chair, because slightly my rear brushes the armrest of one side as I'm lowering myself in or hiring myself out of it, or else my rear brushes similarly the armrest of the other side. These armrests aren't capable of articulation. They're stuck fast to the chair because it's a one-piece chair. And of course, the chair itself can't have gotten smaller, which means my rear's gotten bigger. But it's gotten bigger without the concomitant modification to a new way of negotiating furniture, and instead is still acting from the retention of the memory of how smaller, in the olden days, it used to be. I'm not saying my rear cannot fit in the chair, because the chair's become too tight for it. It can still fit in. It's just that now it encompasses a certain amount of extra inches or fractions of inches to which it has never acclimatized and which in the old days didn't used to be.